Become a wealth creator today. Text MONEY to 800-454-1184. That's MONEY to 800-454-1184.
Well, according to the latest reports on inflation, prices continue rising. So, how could that impact your future in retirement? Or what about your summer plans? We're going to talk you through that today. Thanks so much for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I want to give you his phone number here right as we start. 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. He is offering you his book, and that is complimentary, so listen up for that. His book is Worry Less Wealth, and he is also a certified financial planner. I want to make sure you know that. Eric has been helping people just like you for nearly 30 years now. His website, wealthcreatorradio.com. That's wealthcreatorradio.com. And Eric, hello to you.
Well, hey, Loanne. It's good to be kind of going over what's happening with the markets and inflation. You know, everything's going up but the markets, right?
So, right.
So it's been a rough shift, and you know, I think this is going to be, you know, very likely one of these time frames, kind of like a 08 to 09, where, you know, we saw a monster shift in the economy and how things changed a bunch. And, you know, lots of times people say, oh, you should just hang in there. Don't make changes. Again, it depends on your timeline, depends on what you're doing. And, you know, so there may be some action you need to take and not sit by the sidelines, because if this is just the start of a massive shift in the economy, then you might want to take some changes, right? You might want to take some action that's going to prevent a lot uglierness down the road. So,
right.
Especially if you're closer to retirement. I mean, if you're 5-10 years away from retirement, that's when you're in that what we call retirement red zone. You got to take some action. And so we'll talk about that in a little bit more today here.
Okay, very good. I want to start with some recent figures on inflation. I know you've seen these, but let me tell everybody else. In April, inflation was at 8.3%. Food prices went up 1% in April. It was the 17th consecutive monthly increase in food prices. No surprise there. Airfares, this is what we are seeing big time. They were up 18.6% over the previous month and up 33% from a year ago, Eric.
Yeah, well, I mean, the airfare, of course, probably a little bit, you know, not as accurate, because airfares were really cheap and people weren't traveling much, right?
Well, that's a good point.
So there was definitely an abnormal drop in pricing, and I think they're kind of getting back to more where they are and probably getting definitely above that, because also demand now, people are traveling more, having fun, right?
So yeah, true.
Finally starting to go out there. So that's probably more, I think, COVID related, but
okay.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of, you know, obviously food, gas, everything else has gotten so expensive. And, you know, so it's one of those things where you can't have money sitting in cash at the bank. You can't have money, you know, making nothing in your savings accounts. I mean, I remember doing analysis for somebody who had some funds with TIA CREF, and this was a couple of months ago, but at least at the time, the money market fund was paying 0.0, which is, nothing.
Zero.
Right. I don't know why they have to have the point in there, but it had $8 billion, according to one of their sheets that I'd seen online, that, you know, invested in this fund.
Oh, my.
Like $8 billion at zero?
Let's make some money.
People's retirement monies. And so, yeah, so those are things that you can't be invested in. And, you know, the other things, too, is, you know, bonds right now with interest rates going to be, you know, the Fed keeps saying they're going to get even bigger rates, you know, bigger rate hikes, keep doing maybe the 0.5% instead of the 0.25%, which was more traditional. And so they keep doing those rate increases. Every time rates go up, older, especially longer term bonds will drop really heavily. If they're shorter term bonds, not as much. But so, you know, if you've got one of those 20-30 funds or something like that, you've got a lot of money in bonds. You may have just bond funds in your 401k. And those are things that people usually do to have less risk, and now they're losing more money there. So, you know, again, it is time to really take action and look at, you know, how you're invested.
All right. So you're definitely talking to your clients about inflation and everything, but overall for, you know, retirement income, how do you figure that in the strategy?
Well, it's something we've always had in there. I mean, even when inflation was abnormally low of, you know, 0.5% to 1% or 1.5% and such, we'd always run it at 3%, which is pretty much the historical average, is somewhere right around there. And so, yeah, you have to have that income not be the one set income, right? You can't just say, hey, I need $5,000 a month to live, so that's how much I'll have in, you know, 20 years from now also, because that ain't gonna feel like $5,000 today.
No.
And so, you know, that being, you know, we've all been there, all done that, right? Where we said, I remember when, you know, you could get the Baskin Robbins scoops, you know, quarter each scoop, and now I don't even know
what
how many
it?
Dollars
several
it is.
Dollars,
yeah, several
yeah.
dollars, yeah. And so, you know, all that stuff changes, and that's inflation. And so, yeah, if you're not planning that into your income plan and you're not looking for that, it's going to be a really tough retirement, because, yeah, you're not going to have much money to really retire on if that stays even. So you need to have that money not only there paying out, but you also have to have some growth on it too. And again, like I said, some of those safer areas are the worst places to have money right now. That doesn't mean you go out and go crazy and put it all in double zero in the roulette wheel either. But what it does mean is it means you need to have a plan. You know, you have to have the three types of money. The one that most people always know about is the market. You know, so that's stocks, bonds, ETFs, all the stuff in your retirement, in your 401k. But you also want to have some steady income money. I mean, our steady income portfolios have been holding steady this whole year. They've, you know, been just kind of making a little bit, but they're not going down. And so that's great. I mean, that's what they're supposed to be there. Have low volatility, pay you good income, that gets you cash flow in retirement. And that's obviously a big deal. Even before you retire, though, just having that cash flow, if you have that money coming in every month, hey, guess what? If the market's down, you can take some of that cash and go jump in the market.
Mm-hmm.
Our planning process, usually is $1,500, but what we've been doing for radio and also podcast listeners is saying, okay, here, we're going to waive that. What we'll do is we'll have that first meeting, that Worry Less Wealth talk. We'll go over where you're at right now. And then we'll, you know, if you want to go forward and give us all the documents and we can do the analysis, then what we'll do is we'll waive that fee, that $1,500 fee, and we'll meet with you, go over what your income, your investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan is. Even if you don't think you have one, we'll show you what you have and tell you where you're headed. And we'll tell you if it's good or bad, or you know, what things might need to be changed. And then at the end of that second meeting, that's when you actually decide if you want to work with us or not. But by then, you've already gotten a ton of great information about your situation. So, you know, again, if that's somebody that, you know, you want to do, take some changes, you want to make some action, and you want to say, hey, I need to be protecting myself because I'm retiring soon, that's what you want to do, is just give us a call. You know, text us the word visit and we'll send you a link. Or you can go online too. So text the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text visit 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And on that website, make sure you go to the events page, because you can select from several different topics that we discuss on our show every weekend, and you can attend those events. You're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So as we're talking about ways to deal with inflation today, you know, we hear, you know, oh, Social Security is an inflation-adjusted form of income. But it doesn't make our entire retirement inflation-proof, right?
No, certainly. And obviously, it's one of the ones that the government's always messing around with the formula and trying to keep it lower. And, you know, then of course the little sneaky part is they'll give you a huge raise like people got last year, Social Security, but they even got a higher raise in Medicare premiums.
Yeah.
So, you know, you get more here and you get a little, you know, but you pay a little bit more here. So, the two offsets. So it is something that's important, because for a lot of people, that's going to be a lot of their money that they're getting from that Social Security source. But again, it's something where, yeah, you have to have your overall plan accounted for and make sure that's all in there together. And so that way, you know how much your money is going to be, how long it's going to last, where should you be taking the money, what's the tax ramifications, all that stuff. And, you know, again, that's something we do here at Heckman Financial with the blueprint to Worry Less Wealth. And so if you want us to create that blueprint for you, and that, you know, normally it's $1,500, but like I said, we're still waiving that fee for people. So if you wanted to take advantage of that, just give us a call, or even just text us the word visit to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit 800-454-1184, or go online and book directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
We still have so much more to cover today, so don't go away. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to WealthCreatorWebinar.com. That's WealthCreatorWebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at WealthCreatorWebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. You know, Eric has done this for over 30 years now. And when I say done this, I mean helping people retire. In 2020, Eric, more than half of all Americans were covered by some type of life insurance. So look at number of people see life insurance as a really useful tool to protect their families and their loved ones. But what I want to address today, Eric, is not really do I need life insurance, but rather, do I need life insurance for my retirement?
Yeah, well, life insurance has been always kind of boiled down to two things. Do you owe someone and do you love someone? So lots of times when you're, you know, starting out, you owe a bunch on a mortgage, right? So you want to have enough to cover that mortgage in case you're gone and for the rest of your family. And maybe your mortgage is paid down a lot more. The kids are grown. So, yeah, it's less dependent on you being around. So that's when people start going, oh, well, you know, do I still need it? You know, what should I be doing? Well, there is some big changes that happen when somebody passes away during retirement. I mean, if you're a married couple and, you know, one of you passes away, you not only lose that smaller of the two Social Security checks, you also flip from being married to single filing on the income taxes. And so I had one client that literally, after his wife died, he lost some of her income, some other stuff. So he made $20,000 less.
Oof.
But his tax bill was actually $20 more. So it was almost, his tax bill was almost no different. You know, it was almost a, you know, dead even, break even type of thing on the taxes, but he made $20,000 less.
Oh,
it's like,
no.
Well, hold it. How can you make so much less and have the same tax bill? Well,
right.
Again, you're no longer married. Now you're single filing. So all those brackets go up way faster. So, you know, that's where sometimes the life insurance can kick in. The other thing too, is a lot of the modern policies now, finally in California, it took them a long time, have long-term care benefits. So life insurance may not actually be about you dying. It might be more about you, you know, needing care and how to pay for it and not using up all those dollars that your surviving spouse may need for their retirement after you're gone. So, yeah, it can be a very useful tool for retirement now.
Yeah, I love that life insurance policies can be used for long-term care benefits. So to figure that out, if that's something maybe you might want to use in retirement, what would be some key questions we should ask ourselves?
Well, like I said, of course, you know, how much do you owe, right? So
yeah,
if you've got a lot of debt, a lot of people nowadays, especially with the tax law being so favorable and when we had interest rates so low, you know, it didn't make sense to pay off that 2.5% or 3% mortgage. Now, if you got a newer one, it may really make sense to pay it off. So that's one of those things. If you owe a lot, you might need to have that life insurance keeps going just because of one person passes away and you lose that Social Security check. Can the remaining income for the surviving spouse still pay for that mortgage? And often it may not be the case. But then also, you know, in terms of just wealth transfer, I mean, the worst tool in the world is IRAs and 401ks to leave behind, because, you know, if you leave that to the next generation, your kids have 10 years to blow that money. I mean, literally, they have to spend all that money and pay all the taxes on it. So that's one of those things where, you know, you don't necessarily want to be doing that for, you know, leaving those types of assets. Whereas if you can leave life insurance where it's tax-free, if you do that tax-free money, it's all theirs. They can do whatever they want with it. So, you know, there's a lot of benefits to having that. Again, you have to be able to figure out, how do I pay for it, right? Where does the money come from to fund it, and what type of policy is? You know, it can't be, you know, group insurance that expires when you quit your job. It can't be term insurance that runs out. So there's a lot of things that are very different. And so, you know, you have to kind of figure that into your retirement plan. So, you know, that is one of the things that we do here at Heckman Financial, is we really help people figure out, what do I need to be planning for? What should I have? And one of the things we've come up with is this great checklist. And the checklist kind of goes over, you know, it's kind of like a little quiz in a way. Tells you, okay, here's all the areas. What's your score? Yeah, have you taken care of this? Have you taken care of that? And, you know, if you score really, really low, guess what? It might be something that you need to be, you know, taking care of, right? But at least it's better to know that before you retire versus
exactly.
after.
Yeah.
So again, you know, if you want to get a copy of that checklist, all you have to do is text the word checklist. Pretty easy. So text the word checklist to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word checklist, 800-454-1184, or go online and request it directly at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial right here in San Jose, and I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So we're talking today about key questions that you should ask yourself to try to see whether or not you still need life insurance in retirement. Now, Eric, a lot of people who are trying to retire or who are retiring probably do have life insurance policies already in place. What should they be thinking about?
Well, you know, are the policies that they own, right? So that's one of the big ones. So like I mentioned earlier there, if it's group insurance or term insurance, I mean, term is something that literally is good for a term. Mm-hmm. So if it's a 5-year term, guess what? After 5 years, it goes away. If it's 20-year term, it goes away after 20 years. Usually those policies, by the way, say you're paying, you know, $100 a month, most of them I find go up 10 times. So that $100 a month may be $1,000 a month after that. And so that's very brutal. And yeah, lots of times, unfortunately, I have these phone calls and discussions with people that will reach out to us and say, hey, you know, I've got this policy, it's expiring, I'm 78, you know, what should I get? It's like, not much, because sadly, a lot of times your health may not be good enough anymore, but also just the cost would be prohibited. Yeah, you know, that's the hard part is does this make sense for your situation? And so you usually want to have some sort of permanent insurance. You want to have something that's going to be there for the rest of your life. So again, it has to be something that isn't going to run out. If it is a permanent policy and you've had it for a long time, you want to get what they call an in-force illustration, I-N-force. So meaning the policy is not lapsed, it's in force. And that'll tell you if, you know, if they run it out from now to until age 100, is it going to still be there? Because again, lots of times I have gotten calls with people who have cash value policies that are running out of money in their, you know, 80s. And lots of times it was because they saw a policy that was going to earn 7 or 8% every year, and then rates went down to 4%. And that changed a lot of things. It was great for your mortgage, but it really was not good for your life insurance. You know, so these are some things that to be thinking about is how to pay for these. How are you going to keep them going? You know, and then also is it trying to help your surviving spouse more, or is it trying to help the next generation? You know, so there's a lot to be said for when you're doing this planning.
That's what I was going to ask. Are there any other factors we should be thinking about?
Well, I mean, the probably the biggest one is the misuse and abuse of life insurance, I would call it, I guess. You know, some people like to call it the laser fund, or they'll call it LERP, which is like a life insurance retirement plan, or 7702, which just is just a tax code that talks about life insurance. So they'll do anything to call it something that they don't have to use the words life insurance. So that way they can hide it, disguise it. And what are they hiding for? What are they sheltering for? Why are they making up these cutesy terms to not actually say what it is? It reeks of somebody trying to tell you something that's not and trick you into stuff, right? So so be careful if anybody's trying to use those types of, you know, goofy terms. Life insurance can be a great great tool. I mean, if you, especially the overfunded, we've used it a lot for clients where you put extra money in there. You know, you fund it, you try to keep the life insurance part actually small, and you try to overfund it and get a bunch of cash value in there. And it can be a great tool that can actually pay a lot of tax-free retirement income. So, you know, there is definitely a great advantage to doing it. But the problem is you usually have to fund it for at least 5 years, and you usually need like a 10-year timeline before you start touching the income. But I've seen people where they say, oh, yeah, I'm going to start it in 2 years or 3 years. Well, it just doesn't have time to build up enough money and work. And why did somebody talk them into that? Well, because they got paid a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And sadly, that's the only reason.
Right.
You know, and so, with life insurance can be a really critical tool. It can make really good sense for long-term care protection. It can, make sense for, tax-free income. There's a lot of great things, but again, it has to be part of an overall plan. If it's not, then how are you going to know if it's right for you? So, again, with here at Heckman Financial, we've got this great thing where we've built this blueprint to worry less wealth. We typically charge $1,500, but we've been waiving that for radio listeners and podcast listeners. So again, if you want to take advantage of that, we'll set up a first phone call just to find out what your situation is. And then we'll go from there and we'll actually create that blueprint for you that'll tell you where you are in terms of income planning, investment planning, taxes, healthcare, and legacy. And then we'll know what tools are right for you, what tools are wrong, and where you should be taking action and what things you should not be doing. Once you have that data, that knowledge, then it's so much easier to figure out what you should be doing versus just taking what people say. Now we at least have some evidence to say, oh yeah, this makes sense for my situation. So again, if that's something you want to take advantage of, all you have to do is text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, or go online to wealthcreatorradio.com.
Eric will explain what IULs are and how they work, if they could make sense for you. That's all coming up next. So stick around for more of Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, we're so glad to have you join us. This is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, who is a well-known speaker and author, and he's here to give you guidance for everything that you do to and then all the way through retirement. He wants to help you worry less. We're talking today about questions that you need to ask yourself to try to determine if you still need life insurance in your retirement years. So, Eric, what we're learning today is that because your financial needs are different in retirement, so are your insurance needs, right?
Yeah, certainly. I mean, there's, like we talked about earlier, there's things where, when you're talking about, do you owe money? Do you need to cover a mortgage? Do you have young kids? But then, of course, as you're aging and stuff, you don't have, hopefully, those young kids living at home. Hopefully, they've got, at least you kicked them out if they hadn't moved out on their own, right? I got three sons, so yep. They better not all end up being at my
back
house forever.
Back at your house, yeah.
Yeah, so, but then, there's other things like long-term care, retirement income, just tax-free growth of money. So there's a lot of other reasons that you might need to have the life insurance there that are very different from when you were buying it, say in your 20s, 30s, or 40s.
One of the life insurance options that we often hear about is that indexed universal life, or IULs. So I want to talk about that. Explain to us how it works, please.
The original policies were kind of more like 30-year fixed mortgage kind of thing. So that's the easier way to kind of show the differences. So when you're talking about whole life was where you actually invested in that company. So, you know, if you, like I started my career with New York Life. So if you owned a policy in New York Life, you literally owned kind of a little piece of that company, and you were dependent on them for paying you dividends and giving you the money. Then in the 80s, E.F. Hutton, if you remember when they talk, everybody listens.
Everybody listens, yes.
So if you're old enough to know that commercial, they actually came out with the first in first universal lives. And so these are much more like a variable rate mortgage where things were now, you know, kind of separated out more. With universal life, you have this cost of insurance that you see, you have the earnings that you see, and it's a lot more visible. But that was in the Jimmy Carter days, the high interest rates. And then once those rates dropped, everybody's like, well, that's not working so good. And then they had variable life, which was in the stock market. But again, you're trying to make this money be more guaranteed and grow. So those had so much fees and costs that, you know, finally everybody realized that indexing was the way to go. And so the big difference here is the universal life part. It means is you see the fees, you see the costs. So everything's kind of broken out so you can really see like how much is the cost of insurance, how much is the cost of running the policy. That's literally every annual statement shown to you, you know, for what all those costs are. But the big difference here is instead of your money getting a set rate from the insurance company or being based on the insurance company's performance, now they're making it off some stock market index. So of course, like S&P 500 is the, you know, main index that most people use. So say if the cap was 10%, what that means is they'll pay you anywhere from 0 to 10% if the stock market does that, from usually what they call an annual point to point. So if it was June 1st to June 1st the next year, they'll look back over that year. How did that money do? You know, how did that grow? And then they'll pay you anywhere from 0 to 10%. Now, if the market did 11, 12, 15, 20, whatever, you don't get that. You know,
but
you only get
10%. Yeah, yeah.
But 10 on something that's guaranteed is pretty dang good, right?
Mm-hmm.
So now what happens if it goes the other direction, right? If it goes negative something, well, the neat thing there is you don't lose a dime. You just earn zero. Mm-hmm. But now you start it over, and guess what? That starting point's a lower starting point. Well, typically after the market drops, it usually will rebound eventually. And so, you know, now that you've got locked in that lower number, it's really easy to have a higher percentage gain that next year. Even if the market doesn't come back to where it was, again, it's only from, that's like a 1-year sprint. It's not a marathon. So you're just looking from year to year to see how your money did. And so, yeah, so these can be really good policies to earn some pretty decent money. That's the good part. Obviously, has the life insurance aspect too. You know, don't forget that.
Right.
So, yeah. And so typically there's a couple ways that works. One is you have a flat death benefit. So if you started off, say, at, you know, a $500,000 death benefit, if you build up $100,000 of cash value, it may still be 500, which means as your cash value grows, you're getting less and less life insurance. The other way is you can do it, you know, your cash value plus your death benefit. And so that those kind would be if you had 100,000 of cash value and the death benefit is 500, you know, now it's 6. So, you know, that's one of those things where, again, that's a cost item. If you're buying more insurance, of course, it costs more. So if you're trying to have that death benefit grow, then that may make sense. But if you're trying to get the cash value to grow a lot, lots of times you want the life insurance to actually be smaller, which sounds counterintuitive, but basically the government said if you have too much money, because people basically in the 80s were being really abusive of life insurance. They were dumping in tons of money. They dump in like $100,000 into a $5,000 insurance policy at the time that was paying 12%, you know, tax free. Well, that was a pretty good deal. And so, but then the government's like, hold it. If you're dumping $100,000 into a $5,000 policy, this is not life insurance. This is just a tax dodge. So they do have these limits that say, okay, you have to have so much death benefit compared to your cash value. So, you know, again, there's little things, little nuances. What I find is a lot of people who sell these don't tell people these nuances. They don't tell them the pros and cons of how it's designed. And a lot of times they're designing it so they make the most commission for themselves, which, you know, again, is not the thing you want. So you want somebody who's more of a fiduciary advisor, somebody who knows this in and out, and can design it for what you're looking for. So you know, again, that's one of those things that, you know, if you wanted to set up a set time to just talk and go over this, see if you know, the what some people call the laser fund or life insurance retirement plan or 7702, all these goofy names, it's life insurance, people. It's Index Universal Life Insurance. It's, you know, not the super great IUL. It's just a good product, good tool. But again, like everything, it's got its pros and cons. So again, if that's something you want to set up a time and talk, we can go through that and go over that for you to see if it makes sense for your situation. So, you know, if you want to set up a time, all you have to do is text the word visit, 800-454-1184. This could be, you know, virtual, on the phone, whatever. But again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Or you can book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And this is Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman of Heckman Financial. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. So you kind of have taken us through, we kind of have a good idea of what's good and bad, but I don't know, can you want to go into kind of a list of pros and cons of an indexed universal life insurance policy?
Well, like I said, I mean, they can be really great, but what people forget or, you know, conveniently ignore and don't mention much or whatever terms you want to use. I mean, there's one guy who gave up his insurance license so that way he can have a radio show, print books, talk about life insurance, you know, endlessly, index life insurance. But his whole family's licensed, and then they'll sell you the stuff. But since he has no license, he can say whatever he wants and get away with it. So, you want to make sure you're, you know, doing the right thing. I mean, I've seen some of their proposals that they had, and I sent it to their compliance at the one company, and they were shocked that they were using these things. And so, so you got to be careful of how it's being approached. It can be a great tool to build up money, but it takes time. It is not, you know, this is not, you know, some, you know, strike it rich or, you know, meme stock type thing. This is very slow. This is more tortoise than the hare type of thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, most of the policies are good after 10 years. You usually need to fund them for at least 5 years, maybe even up to 10. But if you're trying to get money and have great earnings and stuff after 1 or 2 years, the costs are just too much, you know, initially. So the costs get really watered down over time, but there are some upfront costs that happen. And so, you know, again, that's one of those things where it's all about expectations, right? I mean, if you're trying to use a tool that, you know, is not designed. I mean, if you're trying to do 80 miles an hour in a golf cart, good luck, right?
Right.
I mean, you can try all you want. It ain't going to happen. So, so if you're trying to make this be super high flying, it's not. It's going to be a slow growth type vehicle, but it can be a great tool to build up a lot of tax-free cash and be a really great source to do that. But again, you got to have somebody who knows what they're doing, not somebody just sold your friends and then they're going to be out of the business in 6 months or, you know, something like that. Somebody who's a fiduciary-based advisor like we are here at Heckman Financial. So, you know, again, if you want to figure out, hey, what is all this life insurance things about? Should I be doing it? Should I be using it? You know, we'll give you all the real story, and then you can decide, hey, is this for me or not? So, again, if you want to set up a time to talk, just text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
Wealth Creator Radio and Eric Heckman will be right back.
Do you have an estate plan? Without it, you give up control of what happens to your stuff when you are gone. That's why CFP Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is offering a free estate planning webinar. Eric will show you some of the most common pitfalls of not having an estate plan. You'll also discover the differences between wills and trusts, how long-term care planning could affect your estate, how to efficiently transfer your assets to the next generation, and much more. To RSVP for this free estate planning webinar with Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, go to wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. It doesn't matter the size of your bank account, the square footage of your house, or the price tag of your car, you need an estate plan. RSVP for this webinar today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Firm offers insurance services, investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, I'm Lou Ann Fulmer here with Eric Heckman, and this is Wealth Creator Radio. Eric is president of Heckman Financial right here in the Silicon Valley area. So there are so many big decisions that you have to weigh as you head into retirement. We always talk about those decisions every week on our show. Today, I want to do something called Retirement Yay or Nay, Eric. And this week's topic will be leaving an inheritance or not.
Sounds good. Yep, let's go for it.
Okay, you know who Daniel Craig is, right? The latest James Bond. Okay, so he calls or describes leaving an inheritance quite distasteful. Yeah, and a lot of celebrities are kind of this way, which I think is really funny. They're not wanting to leave their fortune to their heirs. Daniel Craig says, isn't there an old adage that if you die a rich person, you've failed? He says his philosophy is get rid of it or give it away before you go. So I feel kind of bad for his kids, you know. I don't know. That's just me. Now, Gene Simmons, on the other hand, you know, Kiss bassist, he grew up poor. And so he wants to pass along an appreciation of money to his children. And he does say he's not going to leave them penniless. I don't know. What's your reaction to these wealthy people who say they're not leaving much or anything?
Yeah, well, there's nothing says you have to leave it to your kids, right? So, I mean, I think that's fine. You know, usually you want to help them out a little bit.
Yeah.
It's pretty hard to spend it all.
That's true.
You can't take it with you, so there's going to always be something usually left over. But I think there's something to be said for making sure people earn stuff. The other reality fact is, you know, when they talk about leaving stuff, I mean, they may be leaving assets to people in their 70s, right? Because if they live to their 90s
right,
or 100s, you better not count on people dying for your retirement plan, because they may not be for a long time.
Yeah.
You might be working really long if you're
waiting
for that.
I want you to please give us, let's just take leaving an inheritance or not and go through the yays and the nays. Okay. So give us the yays of if you want to leave an inheritance to your heirs.
Well, I mean, obviously you have to consider your income needs. So, you know, before you've done that, there's, yeah, you know, there's financial aid for college. There's no financial aid for retirement. So you want to make sure, you know, it's fine to leave it after you've already made sure you've got enough income coming in. Obviously, you want to make sure you have enough health care costs covered, because, you know, you might end up spending several hundred thousand dollars on health care costs, and that might be the inheritance. But as long as you've got that taken care of first. You also want to look at the type of taxation for those assets. Is it, you know, stocks and real estate that have that tax-free step-up in basis, or is it an IRA where they have to blow through the money in 10 years and pay all the taxes? So, you know, again, it depends on which asset you're going to use and which asset you're going to leave them. But you want to make sure you understand that part. And then also, are you going to have a plan for that? I mean, are you going to make sure that... you know, how you're going to give that away. I mean, you can give up to $16,000 per person right now, but, you know, you might want to have a trust to protect that money and make sure it doesn't go to that ex-wife or of your son or something like that, or, or lost in a lawsuit or other things like that. And, you know, and things like retirement accounts and all that have a lot of taxation. Again, life insurance is something that can be tax-free, so that's a great tool to leave behind. So definitely nothing wrong with it as long as you've done the planning around it.
Right. Let's go with the nays now. You don't plan to leave an inheritance for your heirs. What would be the nays of that?
Well, I mean, lots of times if you're trying to really get some tax benefits for yourself, you know, so the drawback with these is they usually exclude your heirs. You know, there's certain things like if you're over 70 and a half, you can leave money straight from your IRA, your required minimum distributions. You can have that sent straight to a charity, and it's money that you don't have to pay taxes on, and so it's in something where you don't get the write-off, but you just don't pay the tax. So that's
excellent.
A great way to do it. Obviously, you can leave money to a charity. You know, you can do lots of, you know, more creative stuff too. You're like, you know, donating stock to them, because then you don't have to turn around and sell the stock and pay the tax. They do it, but they don't pay the tax. So it's a good way to donate your taxes to that charity. But one we've been using a lot of is actually a donor advised fund. Because of the Trump tax laws, that a lot of people can't write off their charitable contributions because they don't have enough to you know, meet the itemized deduction limit. So if you're, say, $5,000 short of itemized deduction, well, maybe you give $5,000 a year away. Well, why don't we donate $25,000 in 1 year by putting it into this one fund? And then from there, every the next several years, you just take the money out of that fund and actually donate it to them. And so usually if you're taking stocks or anything else that's gone up a lot, you put that money in there, you get a great upfront write-off, you get to use those deductions, and then it's kind of like a prepaid account, but for charitable giving. So, you know, there's charitable trusts, other things, remainder trusts, other things where you can actually turn around and get income for your for the rest of your life. And then the charity gets whatever's left over. So, you know, a lot of these tools that give you some great tax benefits, unfortunately, all exclude your heirs. But again, if they're going to have other assets, if there's going to be other things there, you know, most likely you're going to have, they're going to get your house, right? So other things that you're living in. So can be a great way to go. But again, you want to have a plan. I mean, this all comes down to, you know, how does it fit in with my overall plan? Does this make sense, right? That's what almost all those things, the caveats were. Well, how does this affect the rest of your plan? Well, if you don't know the rest of your plan, it's really tough to figure that out. And so, so if you want to create that blueprint to worry less wealth, we usually charge $1,500, but again, we've been waiving that fee for radio and podcast listeners. So, you know, if you want to take charge of that financial future and figure out what's right for you and what should you be doing, then all we do is sit, you know, we can have that 15 to 30 minute phone call, go over what your situation is, and then we can do that analysis and we'll go through your income plan, your investment plan, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan. And obviously taxes, legacy kind of go together with a lot of this stuff. Income can go into a lot of this. Investments go into a lot of this. So it's all very interdependent. So again, if it's in a plan, it's really simple to figure out. So if you want to take some time and actually take charge of your financial future, all you got to do is text the word VISIT to 800-454-1184. Again, text the word VISIT, 800-454-1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And you're listening to Eric Heckman, founder and president at Heckman Financial, where they've been helping clients just like you retire well and finish well, and they would love to help you out as well. I'm Lou Ann Fulmer. Thanks for joining us. This is Wealth Creator Radio. Forbes reports that inheritance trends are shifting for a couple of different reasons. I'll go over these real quick and then I'm going to get your reaction. So people are living longer. Healthcare expenses have increased like by 88% over the last 20 years. The pandemic has caused some people to just say, I'm going to enjoy life now rather than save. And then some baby boomers are choosing to skip the next generation and leave money to their grandkids.
Yeah, definitely. That last one I've seen a lot.
Really? So,
oh, yeah. It's like, well, a lot of people are saying, hey, my kids are, yeah, making good money. They're making more than I made when I was working and so forth. And so why leave them money? But, you know, I want to make sure that the kids, the grandkids have, you know, at least college taken care of or have the money for their first house and things like that. So, I think that's definitely a big one that's been happening a lot. For sure, like I said, people are living longer. So, if you're counting on that retirement nest egg being inherited down the road, well, if you inherited at 70 or 75, that might not be super, super helpful for your retirement because it might be a little late. And then, of course, like you said, the healthcare part has gotten to be a huge issue because, what used to kill you now slows you down. And, there's good and bad to that. So the really bad part is, often you're spending 100, 200, 300,000 right before you pass away. And that might have eaten up most of all the assets, that were left. Now, lots of times, I had some clients just recently do this with their dad. He was needing care for a long time and almost all his assets were gone, but they did have the house. So, once they sold the house, they did have still money left over. So, but had it been 3 years earlier, it would have been a lot more money. But again, they were able to take care of him in his house, do what he wanted. So it was great. But so I would not count on that as much. I think these trends are going to keep going like that. So again, it's one of these things where you know, you want to have some talks with your family, talks with the kids, figure out what you're doing. Let them know ahead of time. I mean, if you're going to give a lot of this away to charity, let them know so they're not counting on it and not surprised
yeah.
and not thinking bad thoughts for the rest of their life about you. All right. So, yeah, it's one of these things where it's awkward. It's always strange. But I've seen so many fights, so many strained relationships, so many relationships that just go bad of siblings after the parents die, and all because of misplaced expectations from each other. And so, yeah, sometimes it's just the junk, even sometimes just the sentimental items that somebody left behind. And so, yeah, it's one of these things where you have to make sure that it's going the right way and things are set up the right way. So, and people know about it and know what's going on. So again, if, you know, if you want to set up a time to talk about this and more and get that blueprint to worry less wealth, well, we'll get that income, investment, tax, healthcare, and legacy plan developed for you. All you have to do, again, no cost, no obligation. We're waiving our fee. All you got to do is text the word visit, 800-454-1184. Again, text the word visit, 800-454-1184. 1184, 800-454-1184, or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com.
And Eric Heckman will be right back with the rest of our show.
Do you find yourself thinking about your nest egg a lot? You know exactly how much you've saved, but is it all yours? Taxes may be your biggest retirement risk. Eric Heckman at Heckman Financial and Insurance Services is hosting a special Tax Savvy webinar. During this webinar, Eric will discuss how recent legislation could affect your 401k or IRA, if a Roth is right for you, and other tax strategies designed to benefit you, not the IRS. Learn how to get your retirement plan aligned with today's tax and market realities. Reserve your spot today for this exclusive webinar. Reservations are required, so RSVP today at wealthcreatorwebinar.com. That's wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Don't pay more in taxes than you have to. wealthcreatorwebinar.com. Heckman Financial and Insurance Services may not give tax advice. Investment advisory services offered through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
Hi, you're listening to Wealth Creator Radio with Eric Heckman, and Eric is in his 28th year of helping people have remarkable retirements. He is a certified financial planner, also a chartered financial consultant. So he has the licenses behind him, and it's Eric's passion to give you solid, independent advice about your own retirement strategy. So we've come to this time in our show where Eric gives us a story. It could be a wealth success story, or it could be a financial fail. And today, Eric, you have a nice lesson, a wealth success story for us to listen to, and kind of an example to see how things can work out for the best.
Yeah, exactly. And so, you know, a lot of people are looking at, should I downsize or not? And, you know, what's the pros and cons? And, you know, there's kind of two types of downsizing, I think. There's one where you leave the area and you go maybe to some place you've always wanted to live, or some place just cheaper to live. And so I've had plenty of clients move to Nevada because it's, you know, income tax free, or Washington State or Texas or someplace like that, or, you know, even places that aren't, but maybe it's the Sierra foothills or someplace like that, where it's a little bit more moderate temperature and a little prettier kind of scenery. But, you know, the one that kind of came to mind is, I've got a client who, you know, she's always worked around the valley here. She wanted to stay near all of her friends. So she decided to, you know, downsize. She had a small place in Mountain View, but since it's close to, you know, Google and Facebook, it's worth way too much.
Oh, wow.
And so, you know, she was able to sell that, downsize, pay cash for a condo downtown here, actually not too far from our offices. And, you know, now the nice thing is she's got, you know, so much extra money sitting there from that, you know, she's not going to have to worry for the rest of her life. I mean, she didn't have a pension. She may have not probably saved quite as much as she should have over the years, but because of this downsizing now, you know, it's no problem for her to be retired and stay retired. And so, I mean, it's a great way because now she's fine financially, you know, no mortgage anymore. So that means right now, while she's still working for the last couple of years here, she's got plenty of extra income, not freaking out and not going, okay, how am I going to do this, or how am I going to survive? And and all those types of issues that, you know, people normally are doing. And so, you know, once she's done that, we do an income plan and we say, okay, here's how your income is going to run out for the rest of the life. Here's, you know, how much money you could be spending. And of course, she doesn't need as quite as much income because she doesn't have a mortgage, right?
Yeah.
And so now she's got this, you know, pile of money there that's going to be there. We've done the income plan. Now we're looking at the investments. How are we going to keep that money, some of it guaranteed safe from loss? And, you know, combining all that is a way to get that blueprint to worry less wealth. And that's what we've been able to do for her. It's something we can do for you if you want to have that process done. No cost, no obligation right now. It's 800-454-1184. Again, 800-454-1184. Or book directly online at wealthcreatorradio.com. That's all for this week's show. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week. Talk to you then.
Information provided during Wealth Creator Radio is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action. Annuity guarantees are based solely on the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing company. Individuals should thoroughly review the contract for specific details of the product features and costs. Income payments and withdrawals from deferred annuities are generally taxable as ordinary income in the year they are taken. Eric Heckman offers investment advisory services through Heckman Financial and Insurance Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Any tax advice given as part of this presentation is not intended to be used and cannot be used by the taxpayer for the purpose of avoiding tax penalties or promoting, marketing, or recommending to another party any matter or transaction addressed herein. The views and opinions expressed in the program are not necessarily those of the radio station or its sponsors, and they should not construe as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult the appropriate advisor before making any financial decision.